Like to thank Robert King. He's given us the opportunity today to sit and visit with him. And one of our goals was to try to let each of you have each of your elected officials come before you and tell you a little bit about their office and what all they do. And we'll let Robert introduce and tell a little bit about himself, and then we'll kind of dive into kind of what all he handles through his office.
Thank you, Judge Anderson. My name is Robert King. I'm a county attorney. This is my second term there. Born and raised in Powell County and glad to still be working here. So,
Robert, I guess even myself are not totally aware of all the things that come through your office. I'm most familiar with you in your capacity that naturally you serve as a legal counsel to the fiscal court, but there's a whole lot more beyond that that your office handles. Some people may or may not be aware of it. Just kind of give us a general idea, I guess, of the things that you deal with on a daily basis through your office.
That's right, Judge. Most, probably what people may be most familiar with is that I handle criminal cases in district court, misdemeanor cases, traffic tickets, you know, assaults, DUIs. And we also handle felony cases if they are started out in district court. We have preliminary hearings and send them on to circuit court. And as you said, Judge, I advise the fiscal court, file lawsuits on behalf of the fiscal court at their direction. I also advise all other local county officials if they have legal issues that come up as it relates to their jobs. I handle juvenile cases, whether that would be social services issues or juvenile criminal offenses. Also handle disability cases. We do child support collection here in the county. I think I've already mentioned the guardianship cases, but I also have power of attorneys, things of that nature that people may come into the office for to have signed. I collect delinquent tax. You can set those up in my office on payments. That pretty much covers everything that I've got coming in through the office.
I guess your office is a little different than some of the other elected offices too, in that you've got different sources of funding, a little bit through the county, but in relation to some of your money's come through the state and things.
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah. That is because I guess part of what I had mentioned there, I do, the state considers that obligations that are not part of my county duties. If it's a felony issue, once it is bound over to the grand jury, if that person is convicted, that would then become a state prisoner. And I think that the state would consider that me working on their behalf in that situation. Also, the child support collection is considered working on behalf of the state. So that funding comes from there as well.
I guess with the workload you had, like I said, it entails quite a few things. You've still got a relatively small staff that assists you or helps you run your office.
Right. And even though they're small, you know, I think most people probably know Vanessa Matthews, know her as Poodle, and Billy Campbell work in my office. And then I have the staff that is also, they are paid by the state, Dina Rogers and April Hall work in the child support collection, and they all do a wonderful job. If I didn't have them, there's no way I could manage the obligations that come out of the office.
Mr. King, one thing that we kind of failed, and I think it's with most of these elected offices, a lot of things kind of default back to them that people aren't really aware of. And I know in your capacity as county attorney, you have your legal representation for a whole lot of other folks. We mentioned the fiscal court, but there's numerous other boards and things you have to serve as legal counsel for as well, is there not?
That's right. By statute, county attorneys are obligated to represent local districts, whether that be like, your Powell Valley Water District. You've got them, your industrial board. And another thing that I had forgotten to mention that my office handles, which I am fairly proud of, are people who come in for Casey's Law petitions. And if people aren't aware of what that actually is, Casey's Law is a procedure where people can come into my office, and if someone has a drug issue, they can file a petition to have the judge, the district judge, involuntarily place that person in a drug rehabilitation program. And when I had first started as considering running for county attorney, Casey's Law was relatively new at that time. And I knew that we had a big demand for that in Powell County, and I had focused on making that available to the general population and making them aware that, you know, that this issue that we have for drugs in the county, we can use that to combat it. And one other person that I had failed to mention, while she's not necessarily on my staff, she's certainly very committed in these issues of Casey's Law and helping people with drug issues. And that's Janelle Brewer. She works very closely with me in relation to those. And I feel very proud to say that we have filed, you know, for a county as small as Powell County, our numbers of Casey's Law petitions are very high in relation to, you know, even for counties like Jefferson County and Fayette County. We do provide that, and people are taking advantage of it. And I do feel like in a lot of situations it works. And I've always felt that, you know, if we filed 100 and it only worked in one, then even then it's still worth it.
I think you're exactly right. And I think it was last week we actually had Janelle in her Spark group, and I let you go on because I think it's that important. But they talked pretty at length, I guess, in relation to the Casey's Law, and that's what we talked about then. Like you said, if every life you potentially positively impact, it makes it worth, regardless how many you may not work on. But I guess in relation not only helping those people we talked about, and you could probably attest to it a little bit better through the court system, beyond the moral and ethical thing to help a human individual, the economic impacts it has on our community, if we can get these people treated and they don't go back through the court system, it has a vital economic impact as well as
that's exactly right. I mean, it helps in so many different ways. And one thing I've always said, too, you know, I think if a person's addicted to drugs, probably the people and the persons that it hurts the most are those that are closest to them, their family, mother and father, brothers and sisters, children. And when someone has a very serious drug issue, I think Casey's Law not only helps the addict, it helps the family to know that they're doing everything that they can possibly do to help that person. And it provides relief and comfort to them to know that they're taking that step and doing what they can.
Yeah, you hit on two vital things. Like you said, you just think about naturally helping that person that's got the issue. But like you said, when you get to talking about the extended families, you're helping for every one individual you help, you're helping extended families.
Amount of people. You know, in the biggest percentage of those cases, what we have is that person has a drug problem and they're in jail. So by virtue of being in jail, it's costing the county money. And probably they're not paying their child support. So it's just a snowball effect, and it just keeps rolling and keeps rolling and keeps rolling. And I've seen so many times that when the process of just coming into court and having a family member stand up and say, you have a problem, and when that person admits I have a problem, I think that goes a long way towards taking it out of an involuntary situation to a situation where that person will voluntarily say and admit that I've got the issue, and I think that's in large part accounts for much of the success that program has.
We're very appreciative of y'all's efforts on that, and I guess that's kind of a neat point. Even since your time serving as county attorney, the drug epidemic things, how have you seen your office change, I guess, in what you're dealing with on a daily basis, naturally these laws getting into effect? Mm-hmm. What's some of the evolution you've seen in those regards since you've been in office?
Well, I think, you know, most of what prosecutors can do is governed by what the legislators say the penalties can be. And here recently, we've seen the state move away from incarceration. Most of what they want to see happen now is rehabilitation in relation to drug issues. So you see a lot of what happens in court now is not focused on keeping somebody in jail. It's getting into a rehab program. And another prime example of a very good program, while it's not necessarily in district court, it's in circuit court, but, you know, you have the drug court program that operates in Judge Fletcher's court. And it's very similar to what goes on in district court. But you see programs like that come up. And now, while we don't have this in Powell County, there are jurisdictions that have drug court. I mean, that's all it is drug court. And I maintain that we certainly need that in Powell County. Powell, Wolf, and Breathitt is our judicial circuit, because even though someone may be in court charged with a theft, the underlying issue is they're stealing to support a habit. And even though, you know, that may not be designated as a drug-related offense, it is. So it's just the drug problem that we have, and not just Powell County. I think it's statewide, probably nationwide. It just swamps. It inundates the judicial process because it's all drug related. So I guess the main thing that I have seen is the state moving away from incarceration because it's just too costly to hold everyone that's got a drug related offense, and moving towards sending monies into rehabilitation. And I've seen a whole lot more of that since I've been county attorney.
One of the things that you kind of touched on there, and we talked about with Janelle and him when he was here, that's one of the frustrating things I think at us on local level is, you kind of alluded to it there. Nationally, I think we was aware of the drug epidemic before it got to the point where the legislation stuff was doing the things and putting the money in the programs. And so I guess it kind of puts us now at state level, national level. Like you said, it's a nationwide epidemic, but we're back to kind of playing defense instead of being proactive. So hopefully that we'll kind of catch up with that. And like you touched on, right, and you can probably tell a lot better, probably I would say 70-80% of what you're seeing come through the court systems are very much related to drug issues.
I mean, it is. There's no doubt about it. And to fall back on that Casey's law, you know, when I first became county attorney, I'm not exactly sure when that legislation was implemented, but it was not old. I mean, it was fairly new at the time. And it just wasn't like so many things that are implemented at the state level. It hadn't been fully worked out in court. And a prime example of that is I just recently attended a county attorney conference where Casey's Law was a topic of a class. I think it was an hour long class or hour and a half long class that every county attorney in the state attended. And they asked Judge Proffitt to come and be one of the people who talked about was the instructor on Casey's Law. And he pointed out very rightly that much of what we had done is just work through it on a case-by-case basis because although there is that legislation, it's not exactly 100% clear as much of it isn't. And so he was there as the actual instructor on that. And I thought that spoke a lot to the you know, people are recognizing that we're doing something here in Powell County, and it seems to be working to the effect that to the extent that they asked our judge to come speak to every county attorney in the state. So
yeah, and that's one thing I think it's exciting, and you're seeing this in a lot of our departments. But Powell County or our district or circuit court's kind of been seen as leaders, and I think naturally we want to thank the judges. Like you said, once something becomes law, naturally, there's a process, I guess, people getting acclimated to the new laws or knowing how to implement it. And I think having judges that are open to using it, as well as having, I think, like you spoke to Janelle Brewer, been an advocate, you know, actually people knowing that it's there and how they can use it to benefit their loved one or someone they know. So it takes a little bit of time, even once something's passed, to get it implemented and into a useful nature for society.
That's true. That's 100% true. Well, and, you know, you touched on something that I wanted to say I'm very proud of. You know, I'm not sure if people know where we're actually at right now, but this new building that we have here in Powell County, I don't believe that I've ever seen one that is more up-to-date, modern. We are lucky to have such a facility here. And I think that the surrounding counties, you know, whether it be Wolf, Estill, you know, Montgomery, even though they're much bigger, we're pushing towards a better future for Powell County. I can see that every day. There's, you know, certainly things that we need to work on, but I commend you, Judge Anderson, and your efforts to get industry in here, to keep industries that we do have. And we talk a lot about drugs, but that is one negative thing. It's a very, very bad thing, but there is so much in our community that we ought to be looking at and trying to take advantage of, whether it be up at Natural Bridge or any of the things here in this county that we should push for.
We've run a little short of time here with County Attorney Robert King, but we hope that you'll tune in on Monday for the second part of this interview with Robert. Talk a little bit more about the good things that are coming in the future for the county attorney's office and for the county as a whole, and talk a little bit more about how his office is working to fight the drug problem in our community. As always, we appreciate you for listening to Bridging the Gap, and we look forward to seeing you very, very soon.